God. I could really use a little help here.
Hey, Fern.
What?
It's me.
Janie?
Yeah. I got your dinner. This is all they'd let me give you. But I got you some extra peas.
Guess I better start liking peas.
Look, I gotta go. Weems will toss me in next door if I don't get back to the kitchen.
Oh, lucky me.
Hey, Vicky. You know, back in the office, you could have told Weems that the pot was mine. Why'd you take the rap?
I don't know. Call it a God thing.
God thing? What are you talking about?
I took your rap, kind of like God took mine. For all the stuff I did wrong.
Where are you getting that from?
It's all in the Bible. Get me one and I'll show you.
I thought you had one.
Well, Weems snagged it when they brought me in.
Oh. Well, let me see what I can do about that.
Janie, don't. You're gonna get... Great. Just what I need.
The Kids Left Behind. Episode 20, Vicky's Battle.
What's going on?
Okay, gang, we've got a lot to cover here.
Hey, you don't mind Mark and John come along, right, Bruce?
No, you guys are welcome here anytime.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks.
So what's on the agenda?
First of all, Judd, everything okay?
Yeah, just a little traffic on the old wrist messenger.
No trouble, I hope.
No.
Good.
Just a second. All right, all set. What's going on?
Well, to start off with, Buck Williams is in Israel right now to cover the peace treaty.
The treaty that kicks off the tribulation, right?
Mm-hmm, that's right, John. The treaty is between the Antichrist and Israel and is supposed to last for 7 years.
But if you've read the book, you know the Antichrist breaks the treaty after 3.5 years.
Not bad. Maybe you guys should run the meetings, huh?
I'll be quiet now.
So what's Buck doing there?
Well, he's supposed to be covering the treaty signing for Global Weekly. His real reason for going was to meet the two witnesses at the Wailing Wall.
Really?
That would be cool.
I hear that. Did he get to see
them
yet?
Oh, not only saw them, he talked to them.
Serious? Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. He went with a rabbi named Sion ben Judah and talked to them for a while.
Wait a sec. Isn't Sion ben Judah the guy that's doing the TV thing tomorrow?
Yeah, I read about that.
What is it?
This ben Judah guy has been studying for like 2 years to discover who the Jewish Messiah is.
He'll probably say the Carpathia is the Messiah or something.
A lot of people already believe that.
I think we should wait and just see what happens. Ben Judah could surprise us all.
Vicky, take this. Later. Janie? Wait a second, what did you... My Bible? And my wrist messenger? Thank you, God.
So, here's the plan. I need a volunteer.
Oh, for what? I'll do it.
Whoa, slow down, cowboy.
You don't even know what he's gonna ask.
Let me tell you my plan. Then you can volunteer, okay?
Let's have it.
Well, I've been praying a lot, and I strongly believe that God wants me to take the small group model we've begun here and replicate it.
Replicate it? Like, make more?
Yeah. I've been hearing of pockets of believers overseas who I think God is leading me to help them organize, kind of like we have.
So what do you need to volunteer for?
I want to start by going to Israel. I want to meet the witnesses. I'd like one of you to go with me.
Let's see if I have any messages waiting. What is this? Reply to sent. I haven't sent anything recently. Scroll back. meet me at the school, 9 p.m.? Oh no, they're setting up Judd.
Okay guys, here's the deal. I didn't want to say anything in front of Bruce, but I got a message from Vicky.
What? Why wouldn't you want to say anything to Bruce?
The message said to meet her at the school at 9, nothing else. If she wanted Bruce there, she would have said so.
That don't sound like Vicky to me.
It does sound a little weird.
You gonna go?
Yeah, I'm going. What could happen?
Oh, exactly. What could happen? Mind if I come along?
You kidding? No problem. Ryan, you in?
Well, Phoenix has been alone all day. I think I'll just hang here with him.
Ryan, the dog's best friend.
Yeah, and your point?
All right, come on. It's almost 9 now. Let's roll.
Judd goes into the boiler room, opens the windows, and Mark and I just hand him the bundles of papers. Once they're inside, you can put them on the newspaper stacks.
Will that work?
Why not? Handelsman will be watching outside, not inside.
It just sounds too simple.
It's so simple that it'll work. And now we have an even smaller layout for the underground. It'll be even easier.
Is that you?
It's me. Here, Mark, read what this says.
It says... Dude, stop the car.
What's it say?
What's going on?
She's still at Northside. They didn't let her go.
Say what?
It says, don't go to school. I'm still locked up. It's a trap.
Who would try to trap us?
A handlesman, maybe.
He knows where we live. He could grab us anytime he wants.
Maybe that's it.
What's it?
What if he's just trying to get us out of the house? See what they can find while we're gone.
But Ryan is still...
Man, hang on.
Whose car is that?
Never seen it before.
Yo, Ryan, why are you?
We're in here, guys.
What on earth? Tom, what are you doing here?
Ryan called me.
Who is this guy?
Sergeant Tom Fogarty, these are our friends, John and Mark.
Nice to meet you.
Whoa, your back door don't look too healthy. What happened?
While you guys were out, it seems Ryan had a little excitement.
Yeah, someone tried to break in.
Tried? Looks like they did a pretty good job of it. Man, they split the whole door jamb.
He's a pretty big guy.
Did you see who it was?
Well, I didn't get a good look at his face, but I'll know him when I see him.
How's that?
It seems Ryan crowned him with a golf club.
Right in the melon.
Sweet.
And then Phoenix bit his arm.
Give you two good guesses who it was.
You think it was Handelsman?
Yep.
Coach Handelsman?
The one and only.
It could have been him. This guy was big enough.
We'll find out tomorrow, won't we?
Sergeant Wayne?
Solitary means alone. You don't talk to anyone, you don't read anything, you don't get a watch. So much for your watch. Now give me that Bible.
It's mine.
It was stolen from my office. Now unless you want to spend the next 6 months in this room, you'll give it to me.
All right.
Now get up, you're being moved.
Where am I going?
We're gonna clean you up. You can't go where you're going looking like that.
Where exactly am I going?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Judd.
Hey, Mark. What's going on?
All the copies of the Underground by the gym are gone. People are reading it.
Let's hope the connection between that peace treaty and the Antichrist seeps in.
I don't see how they can miss it.
I hope you're right.
What are you looking at? Judd?
Look at Handelsman. He's over by the trophy case.
What about him?
Hang on. Wait till he turns our direction.
Whoa. Look at that.
Bingo. Why, Coach Handelsman, wherever did you get that nasty wampum bruise on your head?
We're so glad that you've decided to take Vicky with you, Mr. and Mrs. Stein.
Please, call us Mitchell and Judith.
Thank you. Vicky has only been here a very short time, but we've grown very fond of her.
Vicky, are you always this quiet?
Not always, no. Usually happens when I have no idea what's going on.
Vicky, the Steins are your new foster parents.
Excuse me?
Yes, dear. We're your new foster parents. You'll be coming to live with us.
Hang on, so I'm leaving Northside?
Well, you don't think we live here, do you?
That's not what I meant. I just never expected to leave here so soon.
Well... we'll give you a few minutes to collect your things and say goodbye to your friends.
Yeah, good one. Care to tell me what's going on here?
The Steins lost a daughter recently. They've been looking for another. You fit the bill.
There's 100 girls here who would love...
You fit the bill. Besides, I don't think I need the Apostle Vicky running loose in this facility.
Oh, you want to get rid of me because I read the Bible.
I want to get rid of you because you believe it.
Yeah, I can see where that would be a problem. Can I see Janie before I go?
Janie is in solitary right now. No visitors.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll be leaving then.
Please do.
For Global Network News, this is Monty Harrison. A historic era begins in the Middle East today as Israel signs a peace treaty with the United Nations. The treaty was brokered by the UN Secretary Nikolai Carpathia and attended by dignitaries of nearly every country. Also in Israel today, Rabbi Tzion Ben-Judah shocked the world with his announcement that after several years of research, Jesus Christ is the Jewish Messiah.
After 3 years of research, after countless cross-references, and after double-checking all of my work, I feel absolutely sure of my conclusion. My friends, there can be no other option. Jesus Christ is the Messiah. It was Jesus who recently came to rapture his church, to take them with him to heaven as he said he would.
Rabbi Ben-Judah's announcement has...
Mitchell, why did you turn that off? I wanted to hear that.
Well, I don't. Besides, you heard it earlier.
I think it's exciting. I can't believe that
It's blasphemy, that's what it is.
What are you afraid of?
I'd rather think that Jesus was the Messiah than someone like Nikolai Carpathia.
That's because you aren't Jewish.
Your daughter was Jewish, and she believed.
She did?
We're not going to talk about her.
But that means that maybe she
We're not going to talk about her.
And what if Haya was right?
You will not use that name again. Ever.
This is your new room, Vicky. Feel free to, use the closet and the, dresser.
I don't have anything to put in them. Besides, somebody's already got their clothes in here.
Oh, those are our daughters.
Haya? Is that her name?
Yes. I must say right away, we don't normally have outbursts like that. Ever since we lost our daughter, things haven't been the same.
You know, if Haya believed in Jesus, she's in heaven now.
I'm sorry. I can't talk about it. I just want you to know that we can't bring it up in front of Mitchell.
Can you tell me if I'll be able to go back to my old school?
Oh, you'll go to a global community high in Barrington.
Okay, then can I use the phone? I need to call my friends.
No. No, I'm afraid not.
Well, that doesn't seem fair.
Well, life isn't fair. You may keep things in the bottom desk drawer as well.
I told you I don't have anything.
The bottom desk drawer is the one you want.
The bottom desk drawer? What's that all about? One way to find out? A journal. Haya Stein. Is this what she wanted me to see? Tom set his sights on me again today. Why can't he just want to ask me out instead of preaching to me?
I could handle that better than hearing about Jesus and the Bible. Why do I keep listening? I want to dismiss this stuff as a fable or just a fairy tale. But I don't want to make a huge mistake either. What if this stuff is real?
Sounds like she was really searching.
Something's happening. For the first time in my life, I'm taking the Christian Bible seriously. All this stuff about Jesus. I don't know, it's like the more I investigate, the more convinced I am that Jesus was who he said he was. If Mom or Dad ever find out about this, I am dead.
Okay, hang on. She was afraid for her life. Did her father knock her off? Oh, this is the last entry. All right, let's see.
If I believe that Jesus was the Messiah, I turn my back on my parents, my heritage, my ancestors, and my friends. But if Jesus is the Messiah, I'm not turning my back on the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. I'll meet with Tom tonight. I've got to settle this once and for all.
Huh, that's it. See, when was that written? Whoa. That was the day of the disappearances.
Okay. All right. Thanks very much. You've been very helpful.
So what'd they say?
Yeah, where's Vicky at?
All they would tell me is that she was moved to a foster home.
Foster home? Where?
I bet they wouldn't tell you that, would they?
They wouldn't. But I'm going to assume that it's not too far away.
She hasn't answered any messages you sent her on her wrist messenger. Maybe she's out of range.
Maybe they took the messenger away.
Maybe she lost it.
Maybe we should wait and see. My guess is she'll try to contact us soon.
I suppose.
So, any response to your latest issue of The Underground?
Not yet. We put an email address in there so they could contact us for more info, but I haven't checked it yet.
I got my hidden stash of Bibles, too. If anyone wants one, we can just get it to them.
All right.
Just exactly how many is in this stash?
How about at least one for every family at school?
Wow. Where'd you get so many?
Well, lots of people left them behind. You just gotta know where to look.
Okay, all right. Listen, I got work to do, so I'm gonna kick you guys out, all right?
All right, we're going.
Now, soldiers, march away. And how thou pleasest God dispose the day.
Bruce, you're right.
Soldiers?
Is that from the Bible?
It's from Shakespeare.
Henry V, just before the big battle.
Cool.
I thought you might like that. All right, now, all of you, get out.
Shotgun. Thanks.
Get out.
Bruce?
Yeah?
Can I talk to you for a minute?
Sure, Mark. What is it?
What you said about the soldiers and the big battle.
Oh, what's on your mind?
I know you know that I have friends in the militia.
Yeah?
Well, see, they've been stockpiling weapons all over the country. I just think that if we're gonna have freedom from Carpathia, they're gonna make it happen. Now, one of the guys I know says the president is even cooperating with them. Think about that. If President Fitzhugh is supporting it, it can't be all bad.
There may be a place for military strength, but I'd really hate to see you get involved in all that.
Why? If somebody doesn't stand up to Carpathia, we'll all be serving the devil.
We are standing up to him, but our battle is different. Ephesians 6 says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of the age, and against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places.
So why can't I be a Christian and fight with weapons? The Bible is full of examples.
You just need to be sure that you're doing it God's way. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord.
Let's see if anyone responded yet to our note in the underground.
I bet there's a couple.
If that Handelsman guy didn't get to the papers first.
No, I saw a bunch of people that got copies. Holy cow. There's 60, 70, there's over 80 emails here, guys.
That's awesome. Let's see what they say.
Okay, here we go. Dear Underground, first, I think what you guys are doing is way cool. And I gotta say, this stuff has made me think.
That my little sister might still be alive. And is there a chance that I'll see her again? I'd appreciate hearing back from you on this. I'll leave my email.
If I wanted to read more about the treaty signing, where would I go? Or if I wanted to get a Bible like you guys are talking about, how would I do that? Score. Thanks for putting out this paper. Are you guys students or what? I hope to hear back from you soon.
There it is. It looks like all of them. Now we got their addresses in our mailing list.
Yeah, but not all of them were friendly.
Yeah, a couple of those letters were pretty nasty.
You were expecting everyone to throw roses at us? Come on. Those are the people we need to reach.
I suppose.
Lots of them said they wanted a Bible, too. We need to get that taken care of.
Okay, but what if someone is trying to trap us by pretending to be looking for a Bible?
I figure we'll have, multiple drop-off sites off campus. We'll put the Bibles there and then send out emails telling people where the Bibles are.
Like, leave them outside?
Yeah, I got a ton of resealable sandwich bags in the pantry downstairs. We'll seal them up tight, and then they're good to go. Now, my friend, we need the Bibles.
Give me half an hour. I'll have 50 of them.
I appreciate you buying me all these clothes, Mrs. Stein, but I do have lots of stuff I can wear at my friend's place.
Oh, I'm sorry. But you're not allowed to have any contact with these friends.
Well, I'm just saying that I could...
And Vicky...
Yes, Mrs. Stein.
I don't expect you to call me Mom or Mother, but could you please call me Judith?
Okay. How about Mr. Stein? Do I call him Mitchell?
Maybe not just yet. He's a bit more stubborn than I am.
He's a man.
He certainly is.
Hey, I think that dress would look great on you.
Really? You think so?
Yeah, it's a good color for you. You should try it on.
Really? Should I? Oh,
I will. Okay, I will.
Great. Hey, listen, do you mind if I just run next door while you're trying that on?
Next door?
It's a bookstore. I just wanted to find something to read.
Okay. Just don't be too long. I'll wait here for you.
Great. Be right back.
All set?
Yeah, just the magazine.
Bodybuilding Today?
Hey, you gotta start somewhere, right?
Yeah, right.
How much is it?
$4.50.
Okay, here's 10. And can I get $2 in change, please? Oh,
yeah, no problem. Here you go.
Hey, forgot your receipt.
Hi, who am I talking to?
Who wants to know?
I'm a friend of Tom's.
Oh, really? Well, if you were really a friend of Tom's, you'd know he ain't here. Later.
Wait, hang on, don't hang up!
What?
I'm not looking for Tom. I'm looking for a friend of his.
Well, Tom had lots of friends. I mean, mostly weird ones.
Did he ever talk about Chaya? Chaya Stein?
The Jewish chick? Yeah, he talked about her.
Well, do you know what happened to her?
I didn't know anything happened to her.
Well, do you have her phone number?
Information or something? I don't know. Her parents lived out in the burbs somewhere. She had an apartment in the Loop.
Downtown Chicago?
That's the only Loop I know of. I mean, she rode the train to school.
What school?
University of Chicago. But, hey, come on. What's the deal? I mean, it's my turn with the questions. Who is this?
I'm just trying to find out about Chaya.
Okay, well then that's all the information I got for you.
Actually, you've been a huge help. So, Judith, I was just wondering, why are you doing this for me? This whole foster home thing.
Well, we wanted a girl from Northside because everyone else has given up on those girls.
No, I mean, why me specifically? There are hundreds of girls you could have bailed out of there.
Well, Mrs. Weems said you were troubled, but that you had spunk.
Spunk?
That's what she said.
Spunk.
Just don't show too much spunk.
Oh, doggone it.
What? What's wrong?
I forgot to get a toothbrush while we were at the mall.
There's a drugstore right by our house.
Oh, yeah, I saw it this morning. You think you could drop me off there?
You want me to wait?
I can walk back.
Oh, it's almost 2 blocks.
No, I like walking. Gives me time to get my head straight.
Oh, I don't know. We're not supposed to let you out of our sight.
So this will give me a chance to prove to you that you can trust me.
Okay. But don't dawdle.
No problem.
Hello?
Hi. Listen, I'm sorry to bother you. I'm looking for some information about your roommate.
Who is this?
I'd rather not say, if you don't mind.
Well, then I don't know what to tell you.
Well, she's gone, right?
She's been gone for a while.
I figured. Do you remember exactly how long?
Let's see. She moved out about a month ago.
Yeah, that's about what I thought. Her name was Chaya?
Excuse me?
Her name was Chaya?
No, her name is Gwen.
What? Gwen?
Yeah, my name is Chaya.
The Kids Left Behind is based on the best-selling books by Jerry B. Jenkins and Tim LaHaye. To find out more, check out The Underground at leftbehind.com. And for more information on the live-action audio series, stop by gapdigital.com. This live-action audio series is a presentation of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.